Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
8:31 in the a.m. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from MassiveSports.com's School of Rock. He is Rockabaco. Good morning to you, Rock.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing well. Now, Rock, we know that Matt Holliday, his name comes up a lot around these parts. The Baltimore Orioles, the son, plays second base for the team. We hear a lot about him. And Joe just brought it to my attention because we heard about the rumor with Albert Pujols, possibly as the Orioles' next manager, about his relationship with Matt Holliday. Even though Pujols has not met with anybody yet with the Orioles, do you think there's a possibility for him being the next manager?
I think there's a strong possibility of him being interviewed for it. Otherwise, you know, it's really hard to place odds. I know there are some gambling sites that are trying to do that anyway. You just kind of throw them against the wall. But, you know, the Orioles have been very broad with their description of what they're looking for. I mean, Michael Eyes is like, you know, experience isn't like a deal breaker if you don't have it, but we really value it. It would be important. So it could be somebody like Pujols who has never coached, managed, or they're interested in Luis Rojas, who managed the Mets for 2 years, not real well, but we tend to throw out that 2020 season. That shouldn't count. But so, you know, it could be somebody with experience or it might not be. So that doesn't exactly narrow the list down. So, they have interest. They haven't interviewed Pujols yet, but they obviously have the interest as reported in bringing him in. I still think he ends up with the Angels if he goes anywhere. And it just shows how, you know, they're all over the place with this thing. And I know they'd like to get a hire sooner rather than later. It could be shortly after the World Series. Major League Baseball tends to frown upon big announcements during its big event. But I think shortly after that, we'll hear something. But they're still in the process of gathering candidates, let alone interviewing and making any sort of decisions. And I guess it helps with the relationship with Holliday. If nothing else, Holliday could certainly give a strong recommendation. I mean, either way, Jackson Holliday is going to be in the lineup every day at second base, no matter who's managing. So I don't know how much that really matters, but hey, it can hurt.
Well, that's all over the place. What about, there's a rumor floated, well, actually something, it was said. Hunter Green. The Reds are talking about, there's a possibility Hunter Green may be a trade piece.
They want offensive weapons.
For offensive weapons. And we talked about this yesterday. Any chance somebody here, first baseman, somebody who plays that position might be a good offensive piece in a swap?
Which first baseman are you referring to?
I wouldn't give you Hunter Green for either one of them.
I know.
I mean, certainly they could attempt to package. And it's always, again, I'll say this again, easier to get that number one or two starter via trade than spend to get one, because the Orioles have shown that they don't want to spend big on pitching. And, you know, then you got to convince the guy to take your offer as opposed to you have no choice. We just traded for you. So I feel like they've kind of built up again the pieces to maybe be able to do that through the draft and that trade deadline. Some of the young guys that they got back that they can now go ahead and package, you know, flip some of these guys and make a deal. And, you know, one or a two would be huge on this team because Kyle Bradish really is a one now.
Yeah,
but if you could slot him second, or if you can drop a Trevor Rogers the third and slot somebody second. Plus you have Tyler Wells back and, you know, Kramer or whatever. I mean, that's a strong rotation. They're going to bring in at least one starter because you can't have too many. Grayson Rodriguez, as I keep saying, man, that's gravy, anything you get from him. If Grayson Rodriguez shows up healthy in spring training and pitches like he did before his injury, that guy's got a ceiling to be a number one. So,
well, Rock, we saw him show up healthy. He just didn't finish healthy.
Well, he's got to stay healthy. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, that's a good point. But since coming off the surgery, maybe, and I'm not a doctor, though I played one quite a bit, maybe getting the bone spur removed from the elbow somehow will lessen the strain on the lat, and he won't suffer that another injury there. And so maybe that helps keep them healthier. Who knows? But yeah, to answer your question, I think that they could go ahead and try and package some guys and make a bold Corbin Burns type move to bring in a big time starter.
Yeah, I think Mayo's a big trade piece.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I don't know if he's necessarily untouchable anymore, which he was at one point, but obviously they've been taking a long look at him at first. And they still really like him and believe in him, but maybe they're more willing in the right deal to at least consider him. But on the other hand, with Mountcastle, you know, this is a guy who could be non-tendered or certainly dealt if you want to get something back for him, because that's another big raise coming in his last year of arbitration eligibility.
Rock, when do you think we get this wrapped up? I mean, because it feels like it's something they'd want to get wrapped up sooner than later, whether it is a Ryan Flaherty or someone else that they decide to go after. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I really think they want to get it done by shortly after the World Series. They want to be able to make an announcement, which means interviews all through the rest of this month. I mean, because, yeah, they have other business to attend to. We don't know whether they're going to actually bring in a GM. That was also kind of a, you know, it was unclear response when asked about the GM job with Michael Elias had a season-ending press conference. It was kind of like, we could do it this offseason, or maybe not. But you know, there's certainly the chance, depending on who it is, how quickly you'd want to get this done. If not, then he'll have that role for another year. But manager, they want to get it done. They do have the luxury of taking more time than they did the last time they were hiring. Elias came in what, November 2018, and we were at the winter meetings a month later when the news broke about Brandon Hyde because they needed to get a manager in place. They've got a little more time now, but still, you're right. They don't want this process to drag out. And you've got, what, eight teams that have openings? So if there's somebody you really like, you better go after them aggressively because there are other teams that are going to be trying to do the same thing.
Rock, what are you following right now? What are you working on?
I'm trying to figure out, with nothing going on in October, what I'm going to write about. Fortunately, the PR staff put out their season-ending they sent out the email, the season-ending stats and everything else, press release, so I can pull a lot of stuff out of that. I'm going to be hitting that hard for the next few days.
There you go, Rock. Thanks a lot for your time, my man.
Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.